This is Totally Cool Tech, the show that brings you the hottest in cool technology. No matter if it's old school or new school, high tech or low tech, it's all still cool tech. Welcome, everybody. This is Totally Cool Tech Podcast Edition number 534, Seatbelts and Tray Tables, for Wednesday, November 9th, 2011. I'm Norbert Davis, your host. Why are we calling it Seatbelts and Tray Tables? Well, I was kind of hoping that the rest of this year I wouldn't have to come on back down to Orange County. Not that I don't like Orange County, not that I don't like working down here. I just kind of wanted to spend some more time at home. It would be nice. I've been gone for a total of about 4.5 months worth of time. If you look at it what I've been doing instead of working in town, I've been working out of town, and it's added up to about 4.5 months. I calculated it out not too long ago. And that was over a period of 9 months, so basically 50% of my time I've been down here, away from my family. And that's kind of been a little bit taxing on myself and the family. And so I had a nice week where I wasn't coming down here, and thought it was going to last a lot longer, but we had some issues that we have to take care of, so I had to come on down for a meeting. And thought I'd punch out this podcast, because I haven't done one in a while, and I really want to get this back in the swing of things. So we're going to be doing that. And you know what? I figured it out. I've got about 25,000 air miles in 9 months, just a little over 9 months. That's pretty darn amazing, because normally I don't fly much at all, at least over the past 10 years. I really haven't had to fly that much. I've done a whole heck of a lot. Comparatively, some of you may fly a lot more than I do, I feel for you. That's a lot of work, getting up early and catching your flights and all that kind of stuff. So for those of you who do fly a lot, my hat's off to you. Hope your family's doing well. Hope you're doing well. Why don't we slide on into this? And today, the Totally Cool Tech Podcast is sponsored by GoToMeeting with HD Faces. This is so cool. It's from Citrix. People you know, people you trust. In today's fast-paced work environment, getting everybody in the same room for a meeting can be challenging. Had that happened today, not everybody could be there. Some people just really couldn't get out of town from where they're at to come down here, where most of us were at. But you know what? It worked out really well because we used GoToMeeting with HD Faces. And it's from Citrix. It's amazing. It's easy. Simple software. You can collaborate online. You can share your presentations while seeing colleagues face-to-face in high definition. And we were able to share our screen so we can show, in this case, we had plans and things like that that we wanted to show everybody. It worked out really, really well. And, the voice quality, always great. It's clear, natural. It's like being in the same room. I've done some other ones where, it just don't sound right. It doesn't sound like everybody's there. You sound a little muted or whatever. This sounded really, really well. And all you needed was an internet connection and a webcam. Now, for HD, you're going to have an HD webcam, but, you can get one of those. They're cheap. They're not that expensive. I love GoToMeeting, especially with HD Faces. Really, really good product. Worked really nice today. And the thing is, you can see people's expressions, because it wasn't before with just GoToMeeting, you didn't have HD Faces, didn't see each other. This time you can. That was really nice. You can see who you're talking to. That was really awesome. Now, with GoToMeeting with HD Faces, my meetings a little bit more personable, a little more engaging, a lot more effective. When you're looking at somebody face to face, it's just like being there. Of course, it's over the web, but it's just like being there. Now, I want you to try GoToMeeting with HD Faces today. It's easy. My listeners can try it free for 30 days. Don't wait. Special offer is going on right now. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. Be sure, use that promo code PODCAST, okay? So just click on the button, try it free, and put in PODCAST, and you're ready to rock and roll. All right, on today's episode of Totally Cool Tech, we got some really cool stuff today. A little bit of this is going to be some of the what's cool for Christmas coming up, right? Got some kids to think about. I got one of these things here for you. Got a skier, you know, somebody who's snowboarding, things like that, and an outdoor adventurer. Got something for you here as well. And got some other cool stuff. So, first off, we have the Motorola Corvair Android-based remote. This is going to be slick. It's a tablet-style controller with Android, and it uses not only infrared, but also RF for CE technology, and that's based on the Zigbee no line of sight needed technology. And it's a 6-inch touchscreen pad, or slate, I guess some people have called it. And I guess there's a site called The Verge, and they were able to get a hold of like the retail box for this thing. And it's going to be working with Wi-Fi. It's going to have Android 2.3. And it should be controlling, you know, internet-type TVs or even the DVR set-top boxes. Now, if you have a remote, or not a remote, if you have a DVR that's the Motorola, which they make a lot of the set-top boxes out there, but some of these DVRs like UVerse and all that, it's a Motorola-based product. You think it might want to work with that? I bet it does. And supposedly, the slate screen is on the screen on your TV. That's going to be really cool. Now, there's a little bit of a... they're saying that you might see this at CES. They may launch it early. Not really sure right now exactly how that's going to go, but it's going to be sweet. No pricing that I have seen yet, but that is going to be coming out here pretty soon, hopefully. Now, it will use a 4,000 milliamp hour battery, which is pretty huge compared to, you know, the screen size and all that, so it'll last a really long time. It is an advanced TV remote. It will have heavily customized hardware and, well, software and stuff like that in that hardware. So I'm just wondering, and so is a couple other people, when is it going to come out? How is it going to be working with not only maybe Motorola UVerse style DVRs? Will it work with other DVRs? Will it work with other TVs that are internet capable? Vizios, Samsungs, Sonys, I mean, all that kind of stuff. Really going to be interesting to see. And is it going to be used with that Motorola and Verizon system that came out not too long ago? Kind of have to wait and see, but this is a really, really cool device. So the Motorola Corvair, hopefully it will come out soon. Now, if you have a child at home, I'd say, 2 to 7 years old, something like that, maybe, and they love cars too, and you have an iPad 2, not a regular iPad, iPad 2. There's a game out there that you can download for free, and you can go out and get this AppMate, and it's from Disney. It's a Pixar Cars 2 AppMate, and you can get either a single car or a double car kit, and it costs you anywhere from like $22 to like $37, depending on which one you want to get. You can get old Lightning McQueen alone himself there. You can get, looks like Mater and, it's not Sally. Finn McMissile. And then you can also get, Lightning McQueen and Holly Shiftwell. And this is from the Disney Pixar Cars 2 movie, but you take the car and you can drive it on the iPad screen. Hopefully you got a, you know, screen protector on there, but you can drive it on the screen and the kids get to go to do little things and they can interact with some of the characters that are on the screen with their car. I guess it's kind of fun for a little kid. There was a one reviewer on, because you can get this through Amazon, was able to download the product, download the game for his iPad 2, And you can use a test car, which is a little cutout car you can put on there, and get limited capabilities with the app and all that. Pretty slick. And he had some 4 and 6 year olds play with it, and they kind of liked it. And there was a little bit of frustration here and there. He got like four and a half stars. And there were two other reviews that said it didn't really work that well, and there was a little bit of issues. But I think they had iPad first generation devices, not the iPad 2. So from what the one reviewer who said everything worked really well had an iPad 2, and he stressed, or that person, I don't know if it's man or woman, but that person stressed you need an iPad 2. But for, you know, if you want to just go ahead and download the test vehicle, you can get that. So look under AppMates. The link will be on the website. Really cool thing, especially if you have a kid that loves cars too. Who doesn't? My kid loves cars too. Got him a Lego Cars 2 kit. And my boys are just really getting back into Lego recently. And I'm loving that because I have 40 years worth of Legos that my boys are getting into. And that's really, really kicking. All right. Now, another thing that might be a good Christmas gift this year, especially if you have outdoorsy type people on your list, snowboarders, skiers, maybe just, you know, maybe even a hunter. From Columbia Sportswear, they have the OmniHeat electric heat on demand system, and they have a set of jackets, they have a set of boots, and they have a set of gloves, all that have batteries that go in them. Now, yeah, they've had battery operated socks over the years that take like a C or a D size battery, or maybe even a 9 volt, and it's really just not that great. Columbia is a good garment, you know, especially outdoor style garment factory or company, manufacturing company. They've done this thing right. They take the batteries and they plug it in on the jacket. You need 2 batteries, which the jacket can work off of one, but you put one battery on either side of the jacket, plug it in, and there's 3 heat settings, which is really cool. There's high, medium, and low. There's a little button on the front, shows red, it's on high, shows yellow, it's on medium, shows green, it's on low. It has a stealth mode, so that if you are, say, out hunting, you know, you don't want this light hanging or, you know, sitting on your jacket glowing like crazy. They got a stealth mode. Go ahead, you turn it on, select your setting, and the light turns off. Pretty darn cool. Now, like I said, they have it for jackets, they have boots and gloves. The boots and the gloves do the same thing. They have the same kind of heat settings, and with the boots, they didn't say how long it lasts on the jackets, but for the boots, I did hear them specifically say that on the high setting, you get 4 hours worth of battery. On the medium setting, you get 6, and with the low setting, you get 8 hours of heating for your boots. That's really cool. And for the jacket one, the convenience of the batteries is you can also, with that battery, charge a USB device. So if you have your iPod or maybe your cell phone, it's running a little low on power, you got your batteries all charged up, you can go ahead and power it off of that. Pretty slick. The batteries themselves have a wall charger that you plug your USB connectors into that and plug the batteries into the charger, and it'll charge them up for you, or you can charge them off your computer, which is nice. Pretty darn cool. Now, these aren't cheap. They're very not cheap. They go anywhere from $350 for a pair of boots all the way up to $1,200 for the men's OmniHeat Water Widgeon Interchange Jacket. Yeah, that's a pretty expensive jacket, but it's a hunting jacket, dual batteries, all that kind of stuff, and these boots are not cheap boots. They're expensive, but they're good looking, good rugged boots. 350 to about 450 range on the boots. The jackets go anywhere from 750 on up to like 1200, and about 400 for the gloves. So if maybe you got a little extra cash this year, and you got someone who really likes to hunt or go outdoors or whatever, this might be for them. All right, let's go on to this, which I thought this was pretty cool. Kind of got a funny name, but it's called Whitey Paint. And what is it? Well, it's a whiteboard paint that you can put on any wall, actually over any painted wall already, without changing the color. Now, supposedly, you can just paint this over any already pre-painted wall and possibly even wallpaper, but you got to put on like three coats of it. So it's a dry erase paint that you roll on, let it dry for 12 hours, let it cure, and then you can go ahead and write onto it. Now, for about 30 square foot coverage, it's going to cost you about $75. You can get, they also actually have 60 square feet for $75, so I don't know what's kind of going on there. Looking at their website, that would be that. Nope, there's an error there. For 60 square feet, it's $150. For 240 square feet, that's coming up with $600. And for 1,200 square feet, $2,785. Now, 30 square feet is pretty darn big, really. You know, that's 6x5. You can get a lot done on 6x5 for $30. That's or $75. That's not too bad. It takes three coats, like I said. They actually have a video of how it's applied, which, come on, it's a roll-on, you know, like paint, but it's clear. It's a clear film that goes on. Now, there's the company selling Whitey paint, the dry erase paint, also sells regular products, which are basically, you know, whiteboard stuff. It's peel and stick whiteboard. Pretty darn cool, because that's what a whiteboard is anyway. It's like a melamine board with this film on it, this white erasable film. So they just sell you that film, so it's a lot cheaper. It's like $10 for 18 by 12 or something like that, and it goes up to $30 for, I want to say, like a 4x3 sheet. Not too bad. Pretty darn cool. So if you need a whiteboard and you don't want to change the color of your walls, this might be an option. $75 for 30 square feet. Pretty darn cool tech there. All right. What have we here? Found this over at Gizmodo. I thought this was pretty slick. It's called Caffeinated Baked Goods, and you can get this over at ThinkGeek. Jeez. A little late in the day. I've been up since like 4 o'clock in the morning, and it's now 10 so p.m., so it's been a while. Been up quite a while. 20 hours? Yeah, no, not quite. 18 hours. So, anyway, they have caffeinated baked goods, and this is pretty good stuff for about $4 to $6, depending on what you're going to get here. The coffee's not the only way to get your caffeine, or, you know, the way I like to get it is Mountain Dew. But besides energy drinks, there's a growing number of foodstuffs designed to perk you up. And this one is called Snack in the Face. And it's a baked good that provides a good pun, you know, which is great. But it also has great flavor. You need to get brownie or chocolate chip cookie. And it has, or each one of these cookies is packaged with 200 milligrams of caffeine, enough to wake a horse or maybe get you, you know, focused. And that is pretty awesome, because in the middle of the day, well, let's face it, if you were up like I was at 4 o'clock in the morning, didn't have much to eat or drink until about, you know, noon, you're going to need something like that. A little snack like that during the mid part of the morning or, you know, day, depending on how you get up and work and all that kind of stuff. It's really nice. Now, It's not fat-free. It packs about 240 to 260 calories per serving. And I'm sure it's probably a double serving in each box. Don't know exactly on that, but at least you're looking at least 240 to 260 calories. Now, it's great if you're not on a diet, and probably just as bad if you're running a marathon in an hour. But ThinkGeek has these things for like $4 to $6. And if you want to go ahead and get one, slide on over there. Pretty darn cool. Got a nice little package. It has a hand. You know, it's a snack in the face, kind of like a slap in the face. Because that'll wake you up too, besides caffeine. But it's got, I think it's got a chemical arrangement symbol for caffeine. Not 100% sure, but I'm thinking that's what that is on the package, on the palm. Yeah, pretty cool. Thought maybe Paul Muller over there at the Caffeination Podcast would enjoy that one. And yeah, over at ThinkGeek right now, they are in stock. Okay. No. The brownie is not in about 1 to 3 weeks, and the combo pack about 1 to 3 weeks. So they might have the other one in stock. Wow. Really big noises out there in the hotel. So hopefully that wasn't anything important that made that big sound. But anyway. All right, what else do we got? I think our last item here on the list, yes, is AT&T and BioHarness from Zephyr. This is going to be interesting. It looks like AT&T wants to push some connected clothing for healthcare, and the telecom giant sees a growing market in elder care, fitness, child care for wireless sensors embedded in clothing so you can monitor vital signs. Now, this has applications and has been tested by Zephyr, the company that kind of developed all this. They've used it for military, they've used it for sports, they've used it for healthcare, all sorts of stuff. And AT&T, because you can tie all this stuff now to a cell phone, wireless, Wi-Fi, internet, all that kind of stuff, you know, because all that has been, the wireless internet and wireless systems and all that has become ubiquitous, and the mobile apps have just become, you know, so much easier to develop and tie into these things. It's going to be pretty darn cool. AT&T wants to go ahead and get these into to garments that they can have for, like, for elderly care. So you have someone who's in an assisted living, and you know, most of them, let's be honest, they don't want to be there. They want to be on their own or with family, but they have to be there. This would be something good where they can be wearing these garments, and the place that they're at can monitor them. Or, you know, maybe it's your kids. You have maybe your small kids. You have maybe have some health issues. They could be wearing this, or it could tell you where they're at, how they're doing. For sports, this is really good. And the NFL did use this, and I think Major League Baseball is doing it as well. Where last year, I know that the NFL used it, and they could monitor heart rate, temperature, things like that. This is really cool. What else? Who else was using it? They had not just the military, which that would be pretty interesting. You know, you've seen some of the movies where they have that high tech that they're tracking their operatives, and they all have something going on, and they have, you know, all the monitoring and all that, so you can feel the heart, you can see the heartbeat, heart rate, temperature, stress levels, all those vital statistics, you know, blood pressure, all that you want to know. To tell, I guess, home base what's going on. Well, you can do that too with just normal people, and firefighters and rescue and, you know, first responders can have that as well, so that, you know, somebody can be monitoring them in case you have a firefighter goes down in the building. Not only can they locate him, they can tell exactly what's going on. You'd be able to tell if he's conscious or not just by looking at, well, for the most part, you can tell how they're doing just by looking at their vitals. And especially if they've gone down and something's wrong, you know you need to get to that that firefighter or that first responder. They can get that going right then and there. So going to be some really cool stuff going on there, and hopefully I'll hear more about this in Zephyr, because they have, I wanted to tell you about that, the bioharness, and it can couple to different things. You can put it in sorts, all sorts of different clothing and all that kind of stuff, but they have like a Bluetooth connection, they have Wi-Fi connection, and you can even tie it to the smartphones, which, you know, AT&T smartphones, and the web. So pretty darn cool. And if you want to check that out, I'll have some links to these. And yeah, a lot of people are using it. You can even tie it to radio, so, you know, first responders, things like that. Some good videos, good case studies, white papers, all this. So if you're into that kind of technology, you want to develop for that technology, I'll have the links for that. So I thought that was pretty darn cool. All right, well, hey, you know what, speaking of cool, my son Zachary, who's he's my videographer for the videos that I've put out so far, he has a challenge to you. He came up to me one day and said, "Dad, you know, why don't you ask your viewers, your listeners, to tell you what is their favorite tech?" So that's the challenge we have for you. What is your favorite tech? Send in a video or an audio submission on what's your favorite tech. You know, are you using something at home? Are you using something on the road? Are you using something at work? What tech do you have that is cool that you just got to have, that you would like everybody else to know? I would like to know that. Send it on in. Also, if you have any questions, comments, hate mail, just send it to me, tctpodcast@gmail.com. I will take care of it. I read every email that comes in from you people. I love you people. You guys are why I keep doing this. And all the show notes and links and contact info are on the website, www.totallycooltech.com. If you like the show, and I really hope you do because I think you do, please recommend us to a friend. And thanks for sticking around during our on and off spotty coverage and, well, not coverage, but, you know, podcasting schedule has been a little bit off this year. Hopefully things will recover, and we're going to CES. Yes, going to CES 2012 for sure. Solidified. But I'll tell you more about that later. All right. Hey, do you know anything that you know? You'd want to let everybody else know, because maybe you don't want to put in, you know, don't want to send in your video or your audio of something that you use that's cool, but maybe you just know of something cool and you want to let us know. Send it in to me. I'd love to talk about it. Let me know what you know about it. Maybe you do want to talk about it. Maybe you don't use it. Maybe you don't have that tech, but you think it's really cool. Send it in. Send something in. Let us know. If you keep it clean, we'll definitely put it on the show. What else? Yeah, any kind of comment, just go ahead, send it to tctpodcast@gmail.com, or if you want to put it on Dropbox, you know, give me the link to that, I'll download it and all that kind of stuff. Pretty darn cool. Also, you can call the Totally Cool Tech Podcast listener line. That's area code 540-999-TECH. Look for me on Twitter, just search for TCT Podcast. I'm also on Google+. And now that they're allowing pseudonyms, I think it's under Norbert, but if you look under TCT Podcast, you find our TCT. You should be able to find me. And I think that is about it. So, hey, until next time, we are going to be looking forward to Christmas this year. I am going to put out the Geeks Christmas list this year, but I'm also going to be going over some really cool stuff for Christmas. Getting things for people for Christmas. We're going to put up a nice little list for you. A couple things that I've found on my travels and things like that, and talking to you, good folks like you. So, all right, everybody, I will see you next time. Have a good one, folks.